In today's prevalent culture, the institution of the family and faith are under attack. With absolute confidence in the grace and power of God, we at Forming Faithful Families, whose primary mission is strengthening families in the faith, have been inspired to put out into the deep, see Luke 5:4, to do our part to turn this tide. Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton, is a faithful and trustworthy weekly radio program in service to the new evangelization, saturated with scripture and containing teaching, reflections, anecdotes, and encouragement pertaining to our Catholic faith, with a substantial focus on marriage and family life faith formation.
Welcome to Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. I'm Jim Littleton. The theme of our program today, more on healing through mercy and forgiveness. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, own us, possess us, teach us, move us, heal us, in Jesus' name. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Romans 5:5. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, what was Jesus' worst suffering when carrying the cross? What was his worst suffering? The answer is that his cross was too light. It was too light because of those sins he foresaw would not be placed on his cross. Because of those souls who would be lost for refusing to accept the gift of his mercy. Mystically, I'm convinced that this is why Jesus struggled and fell. This was his worst suffering, to realize that his incredible redemptive act of suffering and death would be wasted in its application to certain souls. Oh, how Jesus loves souls. He could not bear the pain that some might be lost. All sins placed on Jesus' cross obtain his mercy. All sins that we retain on our own back will simply crush us. What sins are we still carrying on our back? Console Jesus, our Lord. He wants the extra weight of our sins off our backs. He wants the weight of your sins off your back and onto his back. And this will make him enormously pleased. Perhaps you think that a particular sin or sins are unforgivable, such as the unforgivable sin against the Holy Spirit mentioned in the gospel. Yes, it is true that there is one unforgivable sin. That sin is the one we choose not to repent of. Every sin is forgivable, and by every, we mean every sin, no exceptions. What if my own sins were the most despicable of all history, and they somehow equaled more than all the terrible sins ever committed in the world from its creation until the end of time? Would they be beyond the forgiveness of God? All those horrible sins would not amount to one grain of sand as compared to all the oceans of the world when they encounter the infinite mercy of our Lord Jesus. And when Jesus forgives, he forgets. He does not hold our sins against us. He does not hold your sins against you. How can our all-knowing God forget our sins? Yes, only because he chooses to do so and promises that he will do so. When we repent, you see, our sins are blotted out. They are erased. I it is who must blot out everything and not remember your sins. Isaiah 43:25. Think about this. What sins of yours do you think could possibly be too heavy for our infinitely strong God? We cannot be foolish and proud. We need to come to His infinite, infinite mercy. How much does Jesus love us? How much does He love you? Well, Jesus chose to bear the scars on His hands and feet and side into heaven. I believe He is constantly showing His wounds to His Father, to your Father, saying, "See how much I love them." He tells us through His prophet, "See, I have branded you on the palms of my hands." Isaiah 49:16. What is your name? What is your name? Well, put your name there. Jesus is mentioning you by name to your Father in heaven, saying, "See how much I love." Now say your name. "See, I have branded," now say your name, "I have branded your name on the palms of my hands." When our Lord Jesus looks at His hands, He looks at you through the holes of His hands with unimaginable love. How inexpressibly happy He is when we take advantage of His mercy won at so high a price. What is God's will? Our Heavenly Father's will holds His mercy. His mercy. His infinite mercy is His infinite will. If we desire mercy, we must throw ourselves into the abyss of God's will, which will involve at times suffering, and it will involve purification, but we will encounter mercy in the person of Jesus. In this abyss of sorrow and joy, mysteriously mixed here on earth, we will receive mercy and be conformed into the image of His Son, Jesus, so you and I will become ladles in the hands of Jesus for dispensing mercy to others. Be assured, be confident that in His mercy, God always brings great good out of everything. We know that by turning everything to their good, God cooperates with all those who love Him, with all those that He has called according to His purpose. They are the ones He chose specially long ago and intended to become true images of His Son. Romans 8:28-30. You are one chosen specially long ago and intended to become a true image of His Son, Jesus, and God is turning everything to its good in your life. Count on this. By everything, God means everything. He turns everything to their good. Does everything include cancer, illness, financial disaster, loss of home, loss of loved ones, incarcerated in jail, tragedies, disasters? Put any scenario here. Are these included in everything? Are even these included in everything? Yes. Everything excludes nothing. Yes, God turns everything to its good, no exceptions. But you may ask, what about our sins? What about this horrible sin of mine? Yes, He even brings a great good out of our faults, failings, and sins, even the worst sins, which humiliate and humble us and tend to make us more forgiving towards others, which in fact is our ticket to heaven. We must forgive. Do you believe that God can even bring a tremendous good out of your sins? Is Jim Littleton making this up? Pay attention to this. At the Easter Vigil Mass each year, a beautiful prayer is prayed, which includes the following. O truly necessary sin of Adam, destroyed completely by the death of Christ. Oh, happy fault that earned so great, so glorious a Redeemer. Roman Missal. How can Adam's sin be called happy and necessary? True, Adam's sin offended God and brought many consequences with it, as do our personal sins. However, had Adam not sinned, there would not have been a need for God to become man, as Jesus did, to lift us up, sanctify us, and yes, incorporate us into himself. We are made one with Jesus. We are actually divinized through no merit of our own. Had Adam not sinned, we would not have been able to call our Lord Jesus Savior. As a result of Adam's sin, Jesus established his church, which is his living mystical body, to give us the sacraments, to pour out his grace upon us, to pour out his grace upon you, including baptism, which makes us each priest, prophet, and king through no merit of our own, none. The graces Jesus brings to us transform us into his very self, so that when the Father gazes upon you, when he looks at you, he sees Jesus. Yes, we are actually incorporated and transformed into Jesus, so that the Father sees Jesus when he looks at us, when he looks at you. We become the smell of a fertile field, a fragrant aroma to God. He blessed him, saying, "Yes, the smell of my son is like the smell of a fertile field blessed by the Lord." Genesis 27:27. This wonder of wonders is all God's work. 2 Corinthians 5:17-18. Don't doubt this. To our Heavenly Father, you are the smell of his Son. You are like the smell of a fertile field blessed by the Lord. We'll be right back to talk more about mercy and forgiveness. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
Forming Faithful Families is now offering our 15-episode video series on DVD, filmed in stunning high definition, with a free downloadable Small Faith Discussion Group program guide. We hope that you will consider purchasing, implementing, and promoting this video series at the personal and small group level. Forming Faithful Families is a faithful and trustworthy parish-based and small faith community program for marriage and family life faith formation in service to the new evangelization pertaining to the Catholic faith. Listen to this recommendation. Firmly grounded in the teaching of the Catholic Church, sacred scripture, and the wisdom of the saints, with this series, James and Kathleen offer a thirsty world a refreshing and satisfying drink. It also makes a great gift with eternal benefits for both the giver and the receiver. To order your DVD set today, visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988. That's formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988.
Faced with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, James Littleton came to more profoundly cherish what matters most, his relationship with God and his family. Through numerous courses of chemotherapy and an eventual bone marrow transplant, James was able to share his strong faith with God with others undergoing difficult times. Healed through cancer and other adversities highlights the principles this father of 19 relied on. James found many forms of healing that come through trials. Find consolation, encouragement, and helpful insights for your own struggles. Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities offers inspiration and faith-building reminders of the God who offers so much that we may truly live. Seize hope to overcome your own difficulties in this uplifting account of one man's fascinating, self-reflective, and inspirational journey with cancer. Order your copy at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or request it from your local Catholic or secular bookstore.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We continue our discussion about healing through mercy and forgiveness. I've been sharing about how God brings a great good out of everything, even our sins, and how Adam's sin was truly necessary and a happy fault. Had Adam received all these sublime, amazing blessings before he sinned? No. We now have infinitely more than Adam had before he sinned. Let's look at Romans 5:15-21. A bit of a lengthy passage, but well worth it. Adam prefigured the one to come, but the gift itself considerably outweighed the fall. If it is certain that through one man's fall, so many died, it is even more certain that divine grace, coming through the one man, Jesus Christ, came to so many as an abundant, free gift. The results of the gift also outweigh the results of one man's sin. For after one single fall came judgment with a verdict of condemnation. Now, after many falls, comes grace with its verdict of acquittal. If it is certain that death reigned over everyone as the consequence of one man's fall, it is even more certain that one man, Jesus Christ, will cause everyone to reign in life who receives the free gift that he does not deserve of being made righteous. Again, as one man's fall brought condemnation on everyone, so the good act of one man brings everyone life and makes them justified. As by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by one man's obedience, many will be made righteous. When law came, it was to multiply the opportunities of falling. But however great the number of sins committed, grace was even greater. And so, just as sin reigned wherever there was death, so grace will reign to bring eternal life, thanks to the righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, our Lord. End of quote. Listen, never despair of God's mercy. Never despair of God's mercy. Let us be confident then in approaching the throne of grace that we shall have mercy from him and find grace when we are in need of help. Hebrews 4:16. Listen, if you want a dim glimpse into how much God loves each of us and to how much he loves you, no exceptions, and we can never completely comprehend the infinity of this love. Look at and contemplate a crucifix with Jesus, God and man, hanging there for you, bleeding for you. Jesus did not come to save the righteous. No, he did not. There are no righteous. He came to save sinners, of which I admit I am one in a big way. How about you? May each of us admit and embrace with confidence and certainty that the infinite mercy of Jesus is available to each of us if we only reach out and accept it. To those who are Catholic, who have that great blessing, gift of being Catholic, have you been to confession lately? How about going this week? What healing, forgiveness, and peace will be poured out upon you and into your soul when the merciful priest in persona Christi, in the person of Christ, prays the words of absolution over you. At that moment, blood is mystically dripping from the priest's hands. This is the precious blood of Jesus through which your sins are forgiven and forgotten. Someone once said something to the effect that there are many unclaimed graces hanging from strings from heaven that are only waiting for someone to cut the strings. Cut those strings. The scissors are the sacraments and prayer, and might I say also, our sufferings and adversities in life when we unite them to our Lord Jesus on the cross. Of course, I'm not saying that we have a license to sin, presumptuous on God's mercy. We should never play God for the fool. We do not want to offend the one we love the most, but we need to have confidence that God does bring a great good even out of our sins. This good may often be hidden to us, but sometimes God gives us a glimpse. In my case, had I not been the sinner that I was, I would not have had the credibility and influence that I sometimes have when I write and speak about the faith, about Jesus our Lord. Cannot most of you relate to me better, the admitted sinner that I am, than if I had been or claimed to have been virtually perfect since the moment of my birth? Thanks be to Jesus for his awesome mercy. Thank you, Jesus, for pouring out your healing balm into our wounds. Thank you for bringing us your peace. Jesus came and stood among them. He said to them, "Peace be with you," and showed them his hands and his side. John 20:20. I'd like to switch topics to the primacy of grace. I am convinced that no one can come to know, accept, embrace, live, and persevere in the Catholic Church's gift of truth on openness to life and chastity according to one's state in life without a special grace, a divine strengthening. This will come first and foremost through a Eucharistic revolution. Individuals and families committed to the gift of Holy Mass, yes, even to daily Mass, Eucharistic adoration, spiritual communions, prayer, including Scripture, and then in the work of evangelization, empowered by grace, overflowing from our spiritual lives, from our union with God, and of course, the most holy rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary is vital. We can win graces for others and for ourselves. Yes, graces are transferable to others. Yes, to others who are in need, who are perhaps not practicing the faith themselves. We'll be back in a moment to talk about evangelization. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
You'll find a little bit of yesterday that will delight you today at the Family Hearth General Store, a nonprofit ministry of forming faithful families in historic Frankfort, Illinois. The 1870s style old storefront honors home, faith, and family life, featuring vintage wares and unique gifts for special family occasions. From Victorian replicas, vintage decor, quilts, candles, antique samplers, and jewelry, to unique books, hand-milled soaps, old-time candy, ice cream, and bottles of pop, you'll find a warm welcome here around the family hearth. A cozy fireplace, fresh gourmet coffees, and teas await your visit. So come, sit a spell. Find us on the main street of Frankfort at 119 Kansas Street, and be sure to visit the online store at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Like us on Facebook or give us a call at 708-334-1988. Thank you for listening to Forming Faithful Families. You listen to us to find ways to strengthen your family in the faith and to better live out your role as Catholic parents. Please help us help you. We appreciate your prayers and a donation to help support this program. Any donation will be a blessing. You can also become one of Forming Faithful Families partners with a monthly donation. It's easy. Visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com. and click on the donate link. There you'll find our mailing address to send a check or use the PayPal button to make a secure donation. You can even call Forming Faithful Families to make a donation at 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988. Forming Faithful Families is a 501(c) charitable organization. Click on the donate link at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. See and support the entire scope of our ministry. Help us help you with your prayers and a donation as we're Forming Faithful Families.
We would like you, our listeners, to know that James and Kathleen Littleton of Forming Faithful Families are available individually or as a couple nationally as speakers. They offer talks, retreats, and workshops on a variety of Catholic themes. James and Kathleen can be reached with questions or speaking engagement requests at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. Visit their website at www.formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com, and let's take a couple minutes to talk about evangelization. Listen, we cannot be timid about sharing the truth and love of Jesus and his church with others. We are not imposing anything. We're respecting the other's God-given freedom while we are at the same time sharing the greatest gift in love that we have. You've heard the saying, I don't wear my faith on my sleeve. Okay. Don't wear your faith and love of Jesus and his Holy Catholic Church on your sleeve. Wear it on both sleeves. Wear it on your entire shirt. Wear it on every fiber of your being, on every facial expression, on every word you speak, on every action. Proclaim Jesus and his love and his church through words and actions. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. There is nothing to fear. When we are in love with Jesus and his church, nothing can restrain us from speaking about him. Nothing. If I try to hold back, a holy fire will burn me up from the inside. The very marrow of my bones will ache. Like St. Paul, we will not be able to restrain ourselves from acclaiming Jesus Christ as Lord to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2:11, to proclaim to everyone that God loves them. I used to say, I will not think about him. I will not speak in his name anymore. Then there seemed to be a fire burning in my heart, imprisoned in my bones. The effort to restrain it wearied me. I could not bear it. Jeremiah 29. Are you, like St. Paul, overwhelmed by the love of Jesus? See 2 Corinthians 5:14. Are you an ambassador for Christ? What do you have to give? Do you have Jesus? I think so. So since you have Jesus, you have everything. You have everything. So you may be mistaken for a pauper. That's true. But you are rich. You are empowered to make others rich with the love and truth of Jesus and his church. See 2 Corinthians 5. May Jesus give us the grace to be his pourers in the world and for all eternity. Let's pour ourselves out in love for Jesus today. Let's pour ourselves out for someone whom God puts in our path today, especially when we don't feel like it, especially when it's hard to do. I know you will be generous. Pray that I will be too. You are so good at heart, and why? Because God made you that way. You are his masterpiece. All will be well. Count on it. We have Jesus, so we have everything. Everything. Contact us at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. God love you.
You have been listening to Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton. Visit their website, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Email them at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. That's 708 708- 334-1988.